With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It's tax season, and that means you may have a tax refund coming your way. That's the good news. The not-so-good news is thanks to the tax law, it might not be as big as you were expecting, but you're not being swindled out of any money. We'll explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. As we watch our 401k accounts rise and fall with the stock market, word came in late Monday that may spook Wall Street traders. While delegations from the U.S. and China will resume trade negotiations in the capital on Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal has learned early indications are the two sides remain sharply divided. That suggests long odds of cutting a deal before a March 1st deadline. The talks in Washington are aimed at warding off the Trump administration's plans to raise tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods to 25%, up from the 10% imposed last year. The Journal also reports a main sticking point will be Beijing's opposition to U.S. demands for deep structural changes in its economy, including eliminating subsidies to favored industries and regulatory help and other favors for Chinese companies. And how much money do you have to make in order to be considered rich? In a survey by the polling company YouGov, that number comes in at about $100,000 a year. 56% of those surveyed see $100,000 as the threshold, but 87% of people who make $90,000 or more say they didn't consider themselves rich or poor. And when it comes to what constitutes being poor, 68% said people making $7.25 an hour, which is equivalent to the federal minimum wage, fell into that category. The survey's lead writer says that people think they've escaped being poor at the $30,000 a year level. The tax filing season kicked off on Monday. It's the first tax season under the 2017 tax law, and that has unearthed a slew of questions, most notably about your tax refund. We've got just the person to sort this out for us. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin is on the line from our Washington Bureau. So, Richard, the tax law passed in 2017 resulted in a tax cut, but you point out in your story that the actual refund that people get will depend on taxes they had taken out of their paychecks during the year.
The important thing to remember here is that your tax refund and your tax cut are not the same thing. So, your tax cut is the what you paid in taxes for tax year 2018 compared with what you would have paid under the old system. The best proxy for that is really to go look at your 2017 return and look at your 2018 return and compare the two of them. If nothing much has changed in your circumstances, that is if your income and family size and major deductions or major expenses haven't really changed, then you should be able to kind of lay those two against each other and see what tax cut you got or didn't. The refund is a different thing. The refund is essentially you and the IRS settling up at the end of the year and saying, okay, here's what you paid during the course of 2018, here's what you owe, and then what the sort of ultimate reckoning is, how much you get back. Most people do get refunds, but that refund isn't necessarily the same thing as the tax cut.
Now, there were some changes to withholding put into effect by the Treasury. Some taxpayers may not realize that they have already benefited in their paychecks, and those benefits won't appear as a lump sum in their refund check.
That's right. So starting about February of 2018, paychecks got a little bit larger for most people, and some people went in and adjusted their withholding to, you know, line up exactly how much they were going to get as a refund versus how much they were going to have taken out of their paychecks. But most people probably didn't do that and just took the extra 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks, whatever it was, depending on your income, in additional lower taxes withheld, which means additional dollars in your pocket. And so for a lot of people, you've gotten all or a big chunk of the tax cut already. And so, you know, you'll get maybe a bit more as part of your refund than you would normally get, but you won't get all of the tax cut as part of your refund.
Now, you spoke with someone from Jackson Hewitt Tax Service who pointed out that people may misjudge their own economic situation because their refund check is lower, but the opposite could actually be true.
Yeah, I mean, you can have situations where people could have gotten a tax increase and ended up with a larger refund because they paid more over the course of the year. You could have situations where people have a big tax cut and then a smaller refund than they're used to. And so in many ways, this refund season may shape people's perceptions of what the tax law did, but that may or may not bear relationship to what the tax law actually did. And 2/3 of households got tax cuts. because of the law. They will pay less in federal income taxes than they would have under the old system. And only about 6% will pay more than they would have under the old system. But people, you know, have their perceptions and perceive things based on refund size, based on deductions they may not be able to claim. But there's all sorts of pieces that go into this. It's not just what deductions you can claim, but the rates are lower, the child tax credit is bigger. And so all of those things weigh against each other as you're calculating your taxes and figuring out whether you got a tax cut or not, and whether you're getting a bigger tax refund or not.
And for taxpayers who don't quite understand it, they could wind up not spending as much if they misjudge their own economic situation, and the economy could suffer really unnecessarily.
Yeah, though, you know, we do expect that tax refunds as a whole will be somewhat larger than in the past. I've seen estimates that go from 20 billion higher economy-wide to 70-something big, you know, higher economy-wide. So they may well be larger than last year, and that does flow directly into the economy. Retailers, restaurants all sort of depend on having the sort of steady flow of money coming out of people's tax refunds. You'll see sales that are announced around this time of year as people start anticipating their refunds. And for a lot of households, this really is, you know, a $3,000-$4,000 refund. It really is the biggest financial event of the year. And that means they pay down debt, they pay back bills, they stick it into savings, they have saved up for a major purchase, any number of things that people tend to do with that money when they have this one big lump sum that comes in, you know. And so that does have big ripple effects throughout the economy. And so if people get more than expected, more than they thought they were going to get, you might see some slight economic boost from that. And the reverse is certainly true as well.
And aside from the impact of the tax law, are refunds or communication from the IRS expected to be delayed significantly as a result of the government shutdown that just ended?
So that's something we're still trying to get a handle on. The IRS is, you know, is opening up this tax season this week, and we'll start communicating more with taxpayers about what they should expect in terms of how long it'll take to receive refunds, to resolve any problems that might exist as your return gets processed. You know, they had tens of thousands of people who were out of work and are now coming back to work and digging out from all the paper and phone calls and whatever that they've got. So I think it's going to take a little time for the IRS to sort itself out and figure out exactly how this tax season is going to run. This tax season was going to be complicated and a bit tricky anyway because of the new law, and the shutdown certainly just makes that even more complicated.
All right. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin on the line from us from our Washington Bureau. Just the perfect man to help us understand all this. Richard, thanks for coming on the line.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.